Hi, I'm Art Kaplan at the NYU Langone Medical Center in New York City, and I head the Division of Medical Ethics. Should somebody who smokes marijuana be eligible to get an organ transplant? Now, you might think that's a silly question, but it isn't. In fact, nearly every transplant center in the United States says if you are abusing a drug, alcohol, or cocaine, or heroin, then you will not be considered for a transplant. And marijuana, for a long time, has been listed right along the rest of those drugs as something that is both addictive and something that is criminal to use. Now, clearly, we've been shifting our policy in the United States, many states permitting the use of marijuana for medical purposes, and some states, a few, allowing recreational use without a penalty. Still, a number of transplant centers around the United States continue to exclude people who have shown positive two tests in a row over a period of months for the use of marijuana. So what's the medical reason? Well, partly it's physiological, partly it's psychological. The marijuana has been shown to be able to damage the liver. It causes problems for people who already have fatty livers and so forth. If you need a liver transplant, it may accelerate your need if your liver is already starting to go, and it can damage the new liver, particularly if those livers come from older donors, which they often do. There is some evidence that marijuana use can weaken the ability of the liver to function well. In terms of psychology, there's a fear that if you smoke a lot of marijuana, you won't be able to be compliant with the post-transplant regimen. Won't take your drugs properly, won't be able to follow instructions well, that your memory itself may be impaired. Now, I'm not going to say there's a huge amount of evidence for that particular worry, but it is a worry that you do hear transplant teams talk about, that a heavy marijuana user will be someone who isn't likely to be able to comply well post-transplant. Now, remember I said the test for marijuana exclusion from transplant is two positive tests in a row over a couple of months. That doesn't mean you're a heavy user. You might just be a recreational user. And even if you are a heavy user, what if you're using something with approval in a state that allows medical marijuana use? Should that be allowed to exclude you as well? One of the things I believe is if society is becoming more accepting of marijuana use, the field of transplant is not going to be able to go for long excluding people who use marijuana. 40% of the population admits to marijuana use. That number's even higher among younger people. You start saying you can't get a transplant, you may threaten public support for transplant. That is, people may say, exclude marijuana users, I'm not going to be an organ donor. I don't think the medical facts justify excluding people who use marijuana unless they are heavy, heavy users. That would have to be something to be established by some means of testing or behavioral narratives, but it isn't just marijuana use. Similarly with compliance, that doesn't seem to be a big enough problem for the recreational or part-time or occasional user. So I think it's time we change the policy. I think transplant centers should not routinely exclude people because they use marijuana. Heavy, heavy, heavy users, maybe. Recreational users, those who use it for medical purposes, the occasional user, I don't think so. If we don't get that change done, we risk alienating a public that more and more is accepting the use of marijuana for recreational purposes and accepting the idea that marijuana users shouldn't be discriminated against. I'm Art Kaplan at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Thanks for watching.